Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Paul, the Mildura RAAF Military and Museum now has a new home out at the Mildura Airport. You've just told me off here you've had to move it because of the building you're in. That would be a pretty big deal, wouldn't it, to move a museum?
Oh, it was actually a massive undertaking. There was 20 years of work had gone into putting that museum together, and as you can imagine, having to relocate all of that work, it took a group of volunteers quite a number of working bees to get it done.
Amazing. I know that you've got some money allocated out of the state budget, which obviously helped once you move into the new building, but we're talking off air. I know a lot of people do realise it, but I think some of the younger generation mightn't realise just how much of a connection we've had to the conflicts that Australia's been involved in.
Yeah, it's a story that we've been trying to tell for, as I said, the last 20 years. It's a story that a lot of people locally and outside of Mildura don't know, that Mildura played an extremely important part in the training of fighter pilots for the Pacific conflict during World War II, including the fact that we had over 1,200 pilots come through here over a three-year period. And unfortunately, 52 of those pilots perished in training accidents here in Mildura.
Yeah, I actually knew that stat myself, Paul. That led me to dig a little bit deeper. It's an amazing story, as we spoke off here, right back to the World War One soldier settlement and back to World War Two, right up to today. We've got plenty of Afghanistan veterans and Vietnam and all the rest of it here in St. Asia.
No, Mildura has quite a large military history, and I suppose that is on display at Henderson Park when you wander around the memorial there and see the columns upon columns of names of local people who have served our country. And I think the St. Rosia public appreciate that, and that was shown, I suppose, at Anzac Day, the dawn service, when it was a crowd of estimated over 5,000 people there.
Yeah, Paul, I don't think Anzac Day's lost at all in St. Rosia. In fact, I think it's growing.
Yes, no, it was great to be able to put on a service and a march back to how it was back in 2019 prior to COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a day that is revered in Australia, and it always will be. We're talking about off air. We actually had a Royal Australian Air Force base here in Mildura during World War II, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Yes, as I was saying, 1,200 pilots were trained here as fighter pilots who then went off to the South Pacific to fight the Japanese. Of those 1,200, nearly 400 of those didn't come back from that theatre of war either. So it's really poignant to understand the sacrifices that were made by those generations before us.
Oh, well, when you think of what happened in the Pacific in World War II, we'll hopefully never see the likes of that ever again. A lot of people have asked me, especially younger than themselves, Aero Ovals. Why do we call them Aerodrome Ovals?
The Aero Ovals was the original airport from Mildura prior to World War II. The location of the Mildura Airport now was where the RAF base was constructed, and it was constructed to be a RAF base. And when the Air Force left in 1947, the airport was moved to there where it is today.
Current location. Now, most of these pilots that trained in Mildura actually flew Kitty Hawks, didn't they?
Kitty Hawks, Spitfires, Mustangs, and early days Boomerangs.
We've got an amazing connection to history in St. Rosia in more ways than one, Paul. It's been an eye-opener. Like I said, I've done a bit of research and a bit of reading, and it's quite amazing what's happened here in St. Rosia over the years. And any local should go out and have a look at the memorial and museum at the airport when it reopens next week.
Yes. Now that we've got it back up and running, we'll be opening as of next week. And the best time to come out would be on the weekends between 10 and 2 o'clock and have a look at the history that has been collected over the years.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing spot, actually, Paul. It's been great to catch up with you this afternoon, and I no doubt you're a pretty busy man in your position. I'm pretty sure you'll stay busy.
Yes, Yes, there's always something happening, which is great. But thank you for your time.
No worries, Paul. You take care.
Cheers.